Our radio play for this week is entitled Someone Waiting. It is a dramatization suggested by a story, which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It is the night before Christmas, and Carolyn Barr is putting the finishing touches to the tree as she listens to the radio music.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Same to you. Come on in. Well, I'm the only folks here at present.
Well, where's that husband of yours?
Out closing the deal. But he ought to be in any minute. Sit down. Take off your shoes.
Oh, I can't stay. Thanks just the same. I've got someone waiting for me. I just dropped by to leave this.
Oh, Joe. You shouldn't have done that. The idea of you spending your money to get us a present.
Forget it, Carolyn. Can't a fellow give his friends a present? I wish there was something more I could do for you and Walter. You know that.
Yes, I know,
dear. Well, you always knew the right thing for you, Carolyn. Whether it was clothes or jobs or husband. Well, Walter's a lucky man. I only hope he knows how lucky he is.
Thank you. Some girl's going to be very lucky to get you, dear.
There'll never be anyone else, Carolyn. Never.
I see.
Well, I really meant to make my visit merry and bright and not flop over like this. Well, wish Walter the usual for me.
I will. But you're sure you can't wait for him? He really ought to be here any minute.
Oh, sorry, I really can't. I've got someone waiting out here for me. Well, good night, Carolyn. And the merriest Christmas ever.
That goes double, Joe, and thanks for the present. Oh. Oh, how lovely. Just a moment, please. I'm coming. Oh.
Good evening, Mrs. Barr. Is your husband home?
No. What do you want?
Now, Mrs. Barr, is that the way to welcome a financial benefactor? A man who helps you out when you needed money?
Our business transaction is ended, Mrs. Regan. I returned your money for the note.
The principal, yes. But you forgot the interest.
Interest? How much do I owe you?
At the rate of $15 a week for the 10 weeks you had the money. How much would you say you owed me?
What? $150?
That's right, Mrs. Barr.
What?
$150. And I'm here to collect.
I haven't got that much money. It was all I could do to raise the principal.
And I'll just come in and wait until Mr. Barr gets home.
Oh, no. You mustn't. Please go away. Please. I'll get the money for you. My husband always gives me a check at Christmas. I'll turn it over to you. But please go before he finds you here.
Well, I'm going out of town for a few days. But I'll be back a week from today. And I'll give you until then to settle up with me. But remember, a week from tonight.
Yes, only please go, please. Oh. Hello? Laura. Oh, this is a surprise. How are you? Well, that's fine. Oh, he's well. Busy as usual. Tomorrow? Oh, we'd love to. What time? Oh, fine. Yes, we'll drop over then. Thanks for thinking of us. Oh, here's Walter now. I'll tell him. Good night.
Hello, darling.
Well, it's about time, dear.
I'm sorry, but business is business. Who was that?
Laura Wills. She asked us over for cocktails tomorrow. You missed Joe. He stopped over with his present.
Oh, that was darn decent of him. And speaking of presents, what do you say we don't wait for morning? Let's exchange them now, huh?
Why, all right, dear. Here's yours.
Yeah, and here's yours, darling.
You silly goose. Going to all this trouble to wrap up a check.
Oh, yeah? Say, isn't this swell? Say, how'd you know I wanted a wristwatch?
Oh, a little bird told me. Like it?
Do I? I'll say.
I'm glad.
Well, go on. Open up your present.
Oh, there's no hurry. I always know what you're giving me for Christmas. I'm even always sure of the amount.
Well, this time I fooled you.
What do you mean, Walter?
Go ahead. Open it. It won't bite you.
Oh, Walter.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you like it? It's the bracelet you admired in Smythe's window for weeks.
Yes, it's beautiful, Walter.
glad you came to me for advice, Carolyn. But how did you ever happen to get mixed up with Shylock Deegan?
Well, you see, Joe, I joined the bridge club a few months ago, and somehow I was always a loser. Each week I'd think I could make up my losses, but I'd get up from the table owing more. So I made inquiries, and I found out that Mr. Deegan lends money professionally.
I'll say he does. Why, he's the most notorious loan shark in town.
He is? I didn't know that. He seemed awfully pleasant and gave me the money right off. He just said I had to sign a note for him acknowledging the debt and that I could take my time paying him back.
Oh, sure he did. That's where he makes his money, in charging a high rate of interest on the principal sum.
Well, he doesn't say anything about interest at the time. I managed to save enough out of my housekeeping money to pay him off. I thought that cleared up everything, but, well, then he came around Christmas Eve.
Well, why didn't you tell Walter?
Because he hates gambling. And I couldn't let him know I'd played bridge for money. I thought he'd give me the usual check for Christmas.
And instead, he gives you this bracelet, huh?
Yes. I nearly fainted when I opened the package.
Well, I don't wonder. He sure picked a swell time to change his custom.
Well, that's why I've come to you to help me, Joe. You've always said that you'd be glad to do anything for me.
That's right. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you, Calvin. And I mean anything.
You're sweet, Joe.
How much do you owe, Deegan? I'll make out a check.
Oh, no, no. No, I don't want you to do that, Joe.
All right. I'll get the cash. How much is it?
He wants $150 interest.
You.
But I didn't come to you for the money.
Well, but what about...
I want you to raise it on this bracelet. I don't know how to go about it.
Now, wait a minute, Carolyn. You don't realize what you'd be letting yourself in for.
What do you mean?
Well, to start with, Walter would notice the bracelet was missing, and he'd ask questions. He might even get suspicious and have detectives looking for it.
Oh.
When they found it, the whole story would come out, maybe in the papers.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes. And aside from that, it might not be such a good idea to sign my name on the phone ticket.
Of course. It might give Walter wrong ideas. You're quite right, sir.
So you see, you'd better let me lend you the money. And this time, without interest.
How can I ever thank you?
By accepting the loan.
Very well. I accept, sir. But I'll pay you back as fast as I can.
Oh, that's all right. I'll make out the check and get it cashed for you.
May I use your phone?
Oh, help yourself.
Thank you. I'll tell Mr. Deegan I've got the money. Oh, thank heaven. Tomorrow I'll start the new year with a clean slate.
And be sure he gives you back your note.
Hello?
This is Carolyn Barr speaking.
Oh, Mrs. Barr. I'm delighted to hear from you.
I've got your interest money.
Have you?
When can I see you?
Tonight at my apartment at 10:30.
Can't I come to your office now?
You'll be at my apartment at 10:30 tonight, or else.
Very well. Where is it?
834 Hillside, apartment 1J.
834 Hillside, apartment 1J. I'll be there at 10:30.
But, Carolyn, you can't do that.
I must.
Ah, Mrs. Farr, right on the dot. Come in.
I came here to pay you the money you say I owe you. Here it is. I think you'll find the amount correct.
I'm sure I will, baby.
That clears up the loan entirely?
Oh, yes. The loan is all cleared up.
But, aren't you going to give me back the note I signed?
Oh, the note. Here it is. I'll just tear it up and throw it in the fire. And there goes your obligation.
Oh. Thank goodness.
And now won't you join me in a highball?
Oh, no, I must leave at once. I only came here to finish our business.
Oh, don't go. We haven't finished quite yet.
What do you mean? I've paid you your interest.
The financial interest, yes. But I have a little personal interest to be collected.
How dare you? Take your hands off me.
Come on, don't try to be regal with me, honey.
You beast. Get me out of here.
Oh, a little spitfire, huh? That's the way I like them, baby.
Keep away from me, dear, yeah? But I'll scream for help.
Oh, no, you won't. Not if you know what's good for you. Come here, honey.
Let me go.
Who came here with you?
No one. I mustn't be seen here.
Shut up. I'll see who that is.
Mr. Deegan?
Oh, Joe!
Hey, what is it? A frame-up?
I'm so glad you're here, Joe. But how in the world...
I figured you'd need me, Carolyn. And it seems I was right. Have you got your note?
He tore it up and threw it into the fire.
Take your foot out of this door, you.
Sure. Just as soon as I get my shoulder in. Now, give Mrs. Farr her note.
I tore it up and threw it in the fire.
Well, that old gag may fool unsuspecting women, Deacon. But it doesn't fool me. Carolyn, the paper he destroyed was not your note.
What? Why?
He still has your note to blackmail you, to extort more money from you.
I don't know who you are, but you better get out before I throw you out.
I'm not going just yet, but this lady is. Now, run along, Carolyn. I'm not leaving here until I get your note.
But, Joe...
Now, run along.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Now, Deacon, hand over that note.
Fine New Year's Eve, Carolyn. What kept you so long?
I was closing a deal this time, dear.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you always tell me. But I said I'd be home in time to celebrate with you, didn't I?
Well, you just made it. Another couple of minutes and I'd have had to drink a toast all by myself.
I'll answer it.
All right.
Happy New Year, folks.
Oh, is that Joe? Come on in and have a drink with us.
Oh, thanks, that's the same, Walter. But I've got somebody waiting for me.
What about Deacon?
Don't worry. He won't bother you anymore. Here's the note you signed for him.
Oh, how can I ever thank you, Joe?
By forgetting the whole thing. Happy New Year.
I wish you many more, Joe.
Thanks. Carolyn, dearest. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll say, George, somebody waiting for him. It's a cop.
What? A policeman?
Oh, no, don't look so scared, sweetheart. He probably parked by a hydrant or something. Turn on the radio, dear, while I mix a drink.
Ethiopia and Italy in peace negotiations. And here's another news flash. Louis Shylock Deegan, notorious loan shark and underworld character, was killed tonight in his sumptuous Hillside Avenue apartment.
Oh.
For details, see your local newspaper. And ladies and gentlemen, it is exactly 5 seconds before 12 o'clock midnight. And now we take you to Times Square.
Here's your drink, dear. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Yes. Yes. Happy New Year.
Today's radio play was suggested by a story which is only one of the many appearing in your next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who will tell you more about the interesting stories and articles in next Sunday's American Weekly. Radio play for this week is entitled, Carceru's Son. It is a dramatization based on a story, which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Vienna, the city of waltzes, gay uniforms, romance, intrigue. It is the year 1832, and a masked ball is being given in honor of the emperor. Two figures leave the dancers and make their way to a garden terrace. One of the figures drops his mask and reveals a young man, his face framed in golden ringlets.
Oh, this breeze feels good on my fevered brow. My lord, you drop your mask. The hour is not yet 12.
My dear Count Dietrichstein, my stature and my yellow hair can't be hidden by a mask. They've only to look at me to say, there goes the Duke of Reichstadt.
But Prince Metternich will be displeased, my lord, if he should catch sight of your uncovered face.
Oh, Father Metternich, he may be Chancellor of Austria, but if I choose to cool my forehead, I shall cool it and Metternich be...
My lord, softly, softly, I pray you.
I am not here by my own wish, Dietrichstein. I am my father's only son. Napoleon never truckled to any man.
Your father is dead, my lord. Permit me to remind you that he abdicated and fled to Elba. He deserted your mother, Duchess of Parma, Marie-Louise.
If Josephine had been my mother, my father would never have seen St. Helena.
My lord, what are you saying?
You know it as well as I. Oh, you've done your best to make me forget my father.
My lord, I
think... You've had my tutors teach me he was an unfortunate general who was sent to prison.
So he was,
but
my lord.
I know better. He was emperor of the world.
You are indeed in need of cooling off, my lord. Not only is your brow fevered, but your brain as well. I'll get you. Here comes someone in peasant dress. Put on your mask.
Your Highness, may I have a word?
There's a pretty face behind that mask, I'll wager. I'll leave you to find out, my lord.
You see me with uncovered face, madame. Will you not...
Drop my mask also? There.
Napoleon! Cousin, what means this subterfuge?
Your Imperial Highness, I address you not as cousin, but as the King of Rome.
My father's title for me.
Yes, the title you are destined to bring to the throne of France.
France? Oh, if only I could see my beloved country again.
You can. Since the Bourbons have fallen, the people look to you, Charles, France, Joseph, Napoleon, to be their king.
The eagle has flown, but the eaglet is left in the nest.
Oh, that I were a man to fight for the man whose name I bear.
You think I would not fight? Napoleon, I long for the day when I can use the sword my father willed me, wear the hat and uniforms he left me, and plant the emblem of the eagle where it rightfully belongs.
Then heed what I say. There is a movement on foot to get you away from Vienna and back to your own country. I tell you, cousin, you will only have to appear in Paris and the king will vanish.
Do you truly think so?
Think so. It is to bring you this information that I am here.
King of Rome. Emperor of the world.
If you get to Paris.
If. How strange that so small a word can hold the fate of a ruler and his realm.
And yet be surmounted by a woman.
I do not understand.
Plans are being made for your secret departure, Your Highness. Give me your word that you wish to return to your rightful throne and all will be accomplished.
Wish to return? That is my dream, my ambition, my life.
Then it shall be brought to pass. As soon as I have the final details for your flight, Your Highness, I shall come to you again.
Count Dietrichstein.
You sent for me, Prince Metternich?
Yes. I wish to speak with you about our young child. How is he?
In health or spirit, Prince?
Both.
As far as health goes, delicate.